Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Aren't you glad he never stops? Whether I can feel it or see him, whether I'm awake or asleep, he never stopped working. Glory to God. Can we say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. I'm glad my salvation is not based on my feeling. I welcome feeling. Amen. I welcome feeling. But it's sure not based on it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to the Lamb of God, who was and is to come. Amen. 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 I want to say this, and I know that for the last 6 months, been some changes made in all our lives, but I want to say this to you to encourage you. Thank you for being faithful, standing your ground, not giving in. Many, you know, had fell by the wayside, some did, but thank God. God is faithful to his children, isn't he? Amen. Amen. And in spite of all that's going on, all you hear, we have found that God's word is sure. Steadfast, unchangeable, eternal. Amen. Everlasting. And so stay faithful and true to the word of God. And like he said, all is well, everything is all right. There's nothing wrong in the kingdom of God, but everything is right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm sure there'll be some other challenges that will come up in our lifetime, but it's only going to get better for us. And we rejoice in that. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to take a few minutes tonight and talk about confession bring possession. Confession of God's word creates the reality. All right? And I won't talk about that tonight. Sometimes circumstances, situation appear, comes up, and you don't feel in your natural feeling, you don't feel like saying, you don't feel like doing. And if you would go ahead and develop this faith confession in your life, it'll become a reality and you won't change like the wind, you know what I'm saying? The wind can be blowing out the north, and then it changes out the south, and next thing you know, it's out the east. And we don't want to be that kind of people. We want to be what God says we are. And once you know who you are, then circumstances have to find another place. It can't live in your house. It may show up, but it can't stay there. Amen. Too much truth. Too much certainty, and circumstances want to dwell where it can control. It can control. So I want to start out with a familiar scripture. We all know this scripture, and this is how we get in the kingdom. Romans 10, 9, and 10. I know you heard it. Amen. And Romans 10, 9, and 10 said that if, you notice it up to the person, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, what? The Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him where? From the dead, thou shalt be what? Saved. Tells us how it happened. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is what? Made unto salvation. So this is how we got in the kingdom, And this is how we are going to possess, take possession of what is in the kingdom. The kingdom of God works by saying, confession. And you are just as saved as you ever going to be, but you got to get a reality of what you've been saved from and saved to. You know what I mean? And for this salvation to become real, there must be some talking. I'm going to say it again. I don't think you quite heard that one. For this salvation, this truth of what Jesus has done, there got to be some talking, some saying, some confession out loud for your own ears to hear it. Never mind about others so much, because they have their opinion, but you got to hear yourself say that. Amen. And that's why the word said that if is up to you, because some people won't do it. But if you will say it with your mouth, I've said it with my mouth, then the devil can take his little stuff on down the road, because I'm saved, God said so, I don't have to have him feeling, I don't have to have anybody else, any preacher or whatever. I don't need their sanctions or approval. I have the word, and the Spirit of God is my witness in my spirit. Is that right? So I'm saved. So what do a saved person do? A saved person live like a saved person. A saved person seek out what he's been saved to, brought into. And this is why Satan, once you're saved, try to bring all the distraction he possibly can to keep you from getting into the word and going to the book of life and finding out what's there for you. And so you go there and you find out and you make it your confession. Write them down, and you go through them till they become a reality to you.